Clayton and Jordy scared stupid.
Wow, I can't believe how good that worked. Fuck.
Still scary. I still love it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Count Clayton.
And I'm just regular old Jordy.
This is the Props Guy.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
It's today.
Here we are.
Here we go, bud.
It's today. We're recording it on Halloween. We're going to release it on Halloween. So you can listen to it on Halloween. That's the Propscast guarantee. Fuck.
And we're, dude, but are people going to probably hear it tomorrow and be like, ugh,
probably.
So sick of Halloween already.
November 1st.
Super hungover because they drank too much like orange fucking boo juice or some shit. Sugar. Tonight it was like fucking shots, man. And tomorrow they're like, oh, why the fuck?
Oh, I'm so hungry. I just want to listen to the Props Cast because that's a really great fucking listening for when you're hungover
and not think about that nasty shit.
Oh,
but
hey,
you have to.
Speaking of Halloween, have you heard the firecrackers already?
They've started, haven't
they?
They
were all last night around my neighborhood. Just
dude, it sounds. I love it. I love it.
That one was anticlimactic because you know he does the screech, but then you never hear the pop. And you're where's the pop?
It's really annoying when they don't have the pop.
Now, I wanted to ask you this. I know we've been talking about lots of stuff before we even started recording.
Ask away.
But was fireworks at Halloween a thing in Alberta?
No.
It's strictly a Vancouver thing, and I don't know when it started. I always have remembered the Lower Mainland having fireworks and firecrackers.
It started in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Even earlier than that.
Really?
Yeah, because when I was a kid, before early elementary school,
right,
it would be like, I remember going to the school in the backfield and they did a fireworks display. And you'd go trick-or-treating and it would just be like white smoke through the whole neighborhood.
Dude, there was one year I went to Kits and I was like, it looked like a fucking war zone.
Yeah, that's my entire childhood memory of trick-or-treating.
Right. So it was earlier than the late 90s.
Yeah,
so.
It was like, it's been, as far as I'm
Yeah, I don't
alive,
know where it started, how it started,
I don't
what's
know.
The story.
It'd be really interesting to do an investigative journalism.
Next Halloween. Because I've heard that this is the last year that fireworks are legal to be
sold.
Yeah,
because those little shops pop up around
yeah,
town.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's true 100% or not. Maybe they'll find a loophole.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how it works because it's like, you can't buy them any other time of year.
Dude, in Alberta, you can't buy them.
Yeah. Dude, but they're not, it's not the same as America. Like, if you go down to the States in July or in late June, you can buy, like, C4.
Yeah. Dude, you can buy, when I was a kid, we went to Hawaii for Christmas. And yeah, my dad let me go to this, like, roadside firecracker yeah, stand. Fuck, dude.
It's crazy.
It was so awesome. I bought a fucking boxes of shit.
There's like surface-to-air missiles.
Oh, God.
In cardboard tubes.
For a 14-year-old boy?
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
The ones here are like M80s. There used to be Mighty yeah, Mites. Do you remember those? They were like tiny.
They have
tiny,
so many different yeah, names and now. And fucking then, Devil's Delight and yeah, fucking dumb shit.
Bottle Rockets. Those are the...
Spider-Man Reach Around.
And Roman Candles.
One? Yeah, Roman Candles are a big hit. No, in Alberta, they don't have them. Like, Alberta, it's like regular old Halloween, like fucking inappropriate costumes. That's an Alberta
that's
Halloween.
Alberta Halloween. Yeah,
that's what I remember.
Yeah, all in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, yeah. But I don't know, man. I have a, it's every year I feel like I want to get into the spirit and I feel like it's this year I'm finding it especially tough. So I'm hoping this podcast can help me and
everybody
else.
Pun intended, Halloween is dead this year.
It is. Yeah. I know.
Like
it's sad.
I walked down to get a coffee this morning before you came over, and I saw this guy wearing like a weird outfit. I'm like, why is that guy dressed so weird? And I was like, oh, fuck, it's Halloween. Like today is Halloween on a Saturday.
Why is this guy dressed like a fucking?
Because he's the,
like
only,
the penguin.
I don't. It was like a black robe, like, you know, like he was a wizard or something. But like, what's that guy wearing? Like, I was so. I'm fully aware it's Halloween, but everyone else is dressed normal.
Yeah, tonight it'll
and there's
probably
no decorations out in any stores.
Not
or
a
anything,
lot.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like
it's already Christmas stuff.
Oh God, I told you about that when I talked to the lady at Crate and Barrel, right?
Yes. I was like, yes.
Between you and me, a little early for Christmas. She's like, oh God, I know.
Yeah, fucking kill me now. yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I hope this podcast, and I'm going to go see my nieces tonight in their costumes. And
oh, yeah, that's cute.
I'm going to, like, watch some shit. I don't know. What do you do for Halloween in COVID when you're 40 years old?
I don't know.
You know.
Did you carve a pumpkin?
No.
Do you want that one?
Yes.
You can have it if you
want. Dude, you can't find pumpkins right now. There's no...
That pumpkin was here last time we recorded, and I still haven't carved it.
That's a nice pumpkin, dude.
It's pretty nice, right?
That's a Clayton pumpkin.
Yeah, it is. Maybe I'll keep it.
Did you build it out of organic Lego?
Yeah.
Because it looks real.
Yeah, it's not real.
That's fucking amazing, dude. No, but so what do we want to talk about today?
Well, I have like a mishmash.
Kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, but I mean, we could keep it Halloween themed.
Halloween themed. I thought we could talk about some Halloween. Throw in some Halloween movies. Also, yes. I want to talk about movies that are just regular movies that have Halloween in them.
Oh, that's a good. I have one off the top of my head I'm going to write down.
Write it down, bro. You write that probably, shit down.
You can probably see what I wrote. It's
mean
two
girls.
Letters.
E.T. Yeah. Yes, we will talk about that. Because that is iconic Halloween shit.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, dude.
When I went to New York for the first time, and then the Hurricane Sandy hit.
Oh,
this is a great.
Oh, that's right.
People love this fucking story. Anyway, Liz and I ended up in Philadelphia on Halloween.
No way.
And dude, it was like time traveling because we went for this walk in this neighborhood, and it was like full on heavy duty trick or treating. Like there were kids fucking everywhere.
Really?
With costumes and their pillowcases. I was like, oh my God, I've stepped back to like mid-90s Halloween. Like it was crazy.
Maybe it's just because in Vancouver there's way too many helicopter parents, number one.
Yes.
Number two, all the helicopter parents are letting off fireworks in the backyard.
Yes.
For some
and
reason.
And number three, it's always raining.
Oh, well, yeah, it is. It does rain a lot here on Halloween.
Which is like that old Seinfeld bit when he has to wear the Superman outfit and then he puts his coat over top of it.
Dude, and
he's like, Superman never wore no coat.
Dude, when I was a kid, actually, I should have went to my mom's and brought this for this podcast. There is a picture of me in a snowmobile suit, fucking head to toe, with the Superman shit over top of it. I just look like a fat child Superman. No muscular definition whatsoever.
It was chilly. Trick-or-treating here, that's for sure.
Chilly, dude. In Alberta, it'd be like fucking 2 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
My dad used to drive us around on a 4x4, man. Get so much candy, though. So much.
I miss it. I miss trick-or-treating, not because I want to go out trick-or-treating, but I miss the fact that it's not what it used to be. Like, it's like we don't feel safe enough that we can do that.
I feel like the variety of candy is kind of changed. I know we did a candy episode.
Yeah.
But do you remember all the weird shit you'd get?
Well, Ellie just posted on her Instagram some Halloween candy and she found those fucking caramels.
Oh, and the plastic wrap.
Yeah, with the Halloween print.
Yeah.
On them. And I was like, where the hell did you get those? She's like, save on foods.
Bulk section, save on, bro.
Dude, those
did you ever
smell
get
like Halloween.
Did you ever get popcorn balls?
Yes. Yeah.
I used to go to this one guy's house. He had no running water or electricity. This is a true fucking story.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to give us a Christmas orange.
Oh, really? Like a mandarin orange?
Yeah. And then sometimes he would give us an onion because he would eat onions like apples. That's true. I know it sounds fucking ridiculous.
He gave you an onion?
Yeah. Like a fucking, like a brown, what do you call them? They're not white onions. They're not purple.
Red onions.
Red onions? Is that what that one is?
I think so.
It's got like the brown fucking dry skin on it. On today's episode, we talk about onions.
Did you put it on your belt?
No, I did not put it on my belt. Did not know that was the style at the time.
Yeah,
but
trick-or-treating just used to be a real sense of community, right? Like you said, when you have gone a few years, you know the good houses.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, sure. Oh, we got to go down to Dundas Street because there's that guy that has the... And then like some people would actually build a haunted house. Did you ever have that?
Sure, of course.
So you go up, knock on the door, trick or treat, and they'd be like, you have to come in to get your candy. And they're like, there's like a green light bulb and like, you know, she's dressed like a witch and you have to like dry ice coming out of the thing. And you're like, you have to like run into the room and grab the candy. And then the guy's dressed up like a monster. Like it was like fucking, it was such an event.
Yeah.
And now it's like what, you go to the mall at 3 p.m. and you get some candy at Claire's.
I know. And mostly people who do those,
like, what?
Those haunted houses and whatnot, they're just doing it for their own Instagrams. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not doing it for the love of children. They're not doing it
for the kids.
No, dude. They're doing it so people can be like, oh, awesome. Yeah.
I remember there was one guy that dug an actual graveyard in his front lawn and then like laid in the graves and like jumped out.
Do you think he called before? Do you think he called before he died?
Well, I fucking hope so because Fortis would not
that
be.
That is no joke, people. Do not dig a grave.
Call before you dig.
Just, it's an easy call, the Fortis, just to sort it out.
Yeah.
No, but I miss, like, I don't know. I miss a lot of things, man. Pre-internet parties, pre-internet, pre-Instagram Halloween.
Yeah.
I miss old school tricking, and I'm not talking about turning tricks.
No,
I'm
talking about
tricking people.
I honestly, this was going to be the next thing I was going to ask you, because this is the perfect segue.
Did I do it?
Did you do any pranks?
What do you think? Look at my face, Clinton.
Yes, I'm 100.
Look at the furrow lines. People call these 11s, apparently, I've heard.
Okay, let's... What? What?
That's a name in the cosmetic industry, these frown lines that I have here.
The crease between your two...
Cosmetic surgeons refer to them as 11s.
I'm pointing at my head, but I'm behind my glasses. You're talking about this line?
Yeah.
The 11s, eh?
Yeah. Should I get them filled or not? As if.
Yeah.
Then how would people know that I used to trick houses as a kid?
Dude, what did you do? Soap windows?
Toilet paper, first and foremost. Egg. I used to egg cars.
Mm-hmm. Cars.
Yeah. One time, I think I told this story.
Driving
one time
or parked?
I threw a lit Roman candle underneath the car and my buddy had to go retrieve it. Fuck, that was a fucking...
You've definitely told me that story.
I've told it last year, I believe.
Did you?
On the podcast. Okay. I'm pretty sure, yeah. So we can omit, but that was a great time. One time I stabbed a guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Trick.
One time as a trick, I walked up behind a guy and cut his throat.
No Happy Halloween.
Because he fucking did not have a treat the size of Montreal. Yeah. I don't know. I did a lot of egging. Lots of eggs. Lots of fucking, you know, not things that actually like hurt people or... ruined things, but things that people had to clean up, you know, mostly that kind of shit. Oh, one time we painted, this is an Alberta thing. We painted one of the people in our neighborhoods. We painted the horse's toenails blue and red, like the hoof.
Yeah. I think you may have told that story too.
Shit like that.
What did you paint it with? Spray paint?
I think so. No, I think it was like, I can't even remember. It's a lot of fucking house paint or something.
What did the horse say about it?
Nothing. They just stood there and fucking accepted
no
it.
No way.
They thought we were farriers. They thought we were changing the shoe.
Horses are hilarious.
Dude, that was so long ago. I'm 40 years old now.
Oh, I have to give a shout out to the kids at Empire Props.
Oh, yeah.
Who I just discovered listened to the show. Levi and Nathan for sure. I don't know if Ryan's on board yet.
Dude, Ryan's the guy though, man.
Ryan is the guy.
Ryan's my bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to those peeps.
Empire Props. I couldn't even say their address.
And no, don't say the address. If you know, you know. That's all there is to it.
Facts.
But also, Nathan had handed a few out to some of their clients. So if you're a new listener from Empire Props, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to
Prepare
the party,
Prepare to be
man.
Extremely disappointed.
And hopefully you're not hungover. If you are, maybe have another fucking sip.
Well, I hope you had a great night last night. And I hope you don't have to go to the bar to get your debit card.
And for anyone who's out there who's listening to this who did the walk of shame this morning in the costume still, hopefully you don't have COVID, number one. Hopefully, too, that you are okay. Because that's a rough bit of business, isn't it? Doing the fucking walk of shame in the costume still.
I honestly
coming down
do
from
not know.
Alcohol and possibly cocaine. Dude. Yeah. It is rough, man. You still have like dried makeup on your beard.
Your Ninja Turtles costume.
A lot of things. You have a lot of things come to the light in your life at that moment. You know what I mean? Because you're like, last night I thought I looked good, but did I? Do you know what I mean? Was this a dumb costume idea or was it a hit?
You get that even when you're stone cold sober.
Exactly, dude.
And you made it back to your own home.
Exactly. Believe me, I know. I've done it. Okay, but do you remember Halloween parties, like just kind of in general? I feel like it was like so long
ago. Yeah. Just last year. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't go to those things very often, so I've stopped getting invited to them, which is totally fair. But the few that I have gone to, yeah, it's interesting.
I went to the last one I went to was the one Ben Krakowski threw. At a place downtown, and it was the crew of Lucifer. And the people, it was a bunch of animation people.
Oh.
Like the animation studios around town.
Yeah.
One of them being Titmouse Animation Studio, which is like a popular place. What a great fucking fun group they were.
Yeah.
Great party. Yeah, nice people. The animation crowd is fucking awesome people.
We should just start making super cartoons. Friendly.
We kind of should, dude. I mean, why are we doing here?
I don't know.
Apparently there's not a lot of money in it. I've heard
there's not a lot of
money. Well, on the top end there is, but on the crew end there, no, I don't know, maybe not. All I know is those animation
people. No, I don't mean us drawing them.
What do you mean then?
Did you think I meant like you and I are going to sit down
creating
and like hand draw? Like that's not going to go well.
If we thought the 50, dude, with your fucking comic drawing skills though, are fucking awesome.
They're stick man, Jordy,
and it works though. It works on so many levels. It's amazing. Anybody who's seen Clayton's, if anybody wants, I think you should post a few.
They're
12.
Well, they're a little dated. They're 12 years old now.
But they're still they're still fucking hilarious. B, I know you can create new content.
I could
create at will.
Yeah,
I think you should, man.
Maybe I'll just turn them into you and me
doing the podcast.
Yeah, maybe we. Do you have COVID over there?
I might have something.
Have you noticed that everything now, like I'm so self-conscious about any kind of bodily noise. Because I don't want people to think I have COVID.
I try to hold in everything. I tried to hold in a sneeze the other day, and I think I almost died. Like I think
you're not supposed
to
hold in your sneeze.
And I
you can literally have an aneurysm.
That's what I thought happened to me. I held in a sneeze, and my whole body felt like I got hit by a fucking truck, man.
Ooh,
it was awful.
It's just like I get a little tickle in my not a tickle, but like you know when you just get a little phlegm in your throat.
Yeah, and you don't want to cough.
And you're like. Inside your mask.
You do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. What are we fucking doing here?
Sneeze noises and cough noises.
Hey, I have some big news.
John Candy Day.
What?
I don't know.
You
know what? We should also pay a little respect and tribute to Sean Connery.
Yes, sir.
Passed away.
Sir Sean Connery passed away. Was that this morning or last night?
I'm guessing last night because I heard it at 5 in the morning.
He was 90, eh?
Dude, that's a good life he had though, dude.
What a career.
Here's one thing I wanted to say about it quickly. Are we looking at more Sean Connery impressions or less Sean Connery
Hopefully
impressions?
Hopefully less.
I'm hoping way less.
I hope way less.
If that could be my Halloween wish this year, it would be less Sean Connery impressions. Anybody out there who does them because they're sort of easy to do, yet not really because he's actually a very talented, unique man. Let's put those to bed. Let's do him a service and not do them anymore.
The lazy version is to just go shh instead of s.
Right.
Right? You just talk like this. That's a lazy Sean Connery. That's my impression of a lazy Sean Connery.
Yours is actually quite good, though, and I respect yours, but I feel like it's just certain things in life have been done too much.
Yeah.
That they just need
see,
to be put
my
away,
thing,
put away.
My thing now is like I'm trying to look for impressions that nobody does.
Exactly.
I'm working on a Jeff Goldblum impression.
Really?
I don't know if it's ready.
Okay, well, you tell me when.
Should I try it?
You want to try it right now?
Really quick?
Sure.
And I'll cut it out if it's bad.
Sure.
Okay, hang on. I have to get in the zone. This is exclusive. I have not debuted this for anyone yet. Hi, it's me, Jeff Goldblum. Hi, it's great. Great to be here on the Props Cast. Yeah, love it. Love you guys. There it is.
I loved it.
It's not bad, right?
It's good.
I had to close my eyes so I couldn't see you. You were distracting me. And I was trying to do that.
I closed my eyes too. So I could
listen properly. Oh, good. You didn't see my... You know, he does that thing with his hands where his thumbs are always bent.
Dude, love it. Works.
Okay.
So many levels.
Did I say I have big news? Oh, and then we pay our respects to Mr. Connery. I watched The Exorcist.
Oh, shit.
Last night.
No way.
I rented it on my way home.
Oh, fuck. This is
They actually news. Had it. I couldn't believe it.
Ah, Black Dog. Yeah. Or the Chat Noir.
Yeah.
Whatever
it's sort of like a, it's sort of in between. Right. Like the sign still says Black Dog, but it's actually
video, but the receipt
video
says
cat, video cat. Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's cat. Not the movie I thought it would be.
No?
No.
Did you find it really fucking scary?
Or not? Not really. Really? No.
I still find it fucking terrifying.
I feel like if I watched it when I was in my teens, I would be terrified.
But why did you think it wasn't scary?
I didn't... No, it's not that it's not scary. It just wasn't... Everyone hypes it up. It's like The Shining. It's like, yeah, it's pretty creepy. Yeah. But I was prepared to be like nightmares. And I watched it.
Well, yeah.
I turned it off and I went straight to bed. I was like,
Dreaming about the
It's such devil. A... Oh my God. It's such a 70s movie though. Right? Oh my God.
The wooden fucking paneling and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. And you know what you know what I noticed?
The sideburns.
Yes, but also when we did our 70s movies, remember we're like, we were talking about just like, yeah, just it just looks like 70s.
Oh, because it is.
It's the camera work because they were always
using the
zoom lens.
You gotta, fuck those zooms were fucking
because there was like a scene where they're doing like a walk and talk and then they like leaned against a fence and it zoomed in. I was like, why are they zooming in? Just cut to some coverage.
I don't mind the zoom.
No
coverage.
Just zooms.
That's how you did it back then, dude. Zoom was expensive. People don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. They're like, they're talking about a Zoom meeting and The Exorcist?
Oh, I had my first Zoom meeting yesterday, too.
Did you like it?
No.
I've been on way too many. No,
terrible. Yeah, Exorcist. I mean, there's so much stuff I didn't know about it. Like, it opens in northern Iraq.
Yeah.
I was like,
and they fucking uncover that fucking mad medallion or whatever.
Like, is this the right fucking movie?
Yeah, that's the
then
right
they're
movie,
like
dude.
Filming a movie, like they're filming a movie in the movie. I was like, "What?"
Ellen Bernstein, right? And her husband. I know
what's going on. Like, you don't even meet the girl until like 45 minutes into the movie. Like, she's not possessed, and you're like, "Oh, there's finally the girl we're meeting."
Yeah, and she's downstairs with the Ouija board. And
a shit. Third of the way, and bad 70s improv.
You think?
At the beginning?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Where they're talking over each other, and it's just like they're sort of on script, but like you can it's just not interesting.
Also, too, when they did movies in the 70s, when people were 20, 30 feet away from camera, it sounded like they're 20, 30 feet away. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Whereas now they've that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, because now we have lav mics.
That's what it is. Yeah.
But no, it was just like, you know, the mom's like, so what'd you do today? And the daughter's
Regan.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I remember Mr. Happy. I saw this horse and it was, I think it was like a turnbuckle Clydendale and... Dude,
forget the Jeff Goldblum impression. You should just do Regan from The Exorcist. Linda, what was
so
her name?
So beautiful, this horse. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, well, but then things take a turn.
Yeah. The practical effects were really good.
Dude, amazing. For the time.
Yeah.
What I really appreciated of it is it stayed true to the vulgarity of the devil, if that makes
sense. Yeah, because I was actually shocked, not shocked, but I was like, whoa, they really like...
Went
for it back then.
At the time, dude.
Where you couldn't say that stuff.
Oh my God, that was like crazy town for a lot of people.
Yeah.
The crucifix thing? Yeah. Oh boy, like, people were not... Controversial, that movie.
A lot of it was spoiled because I kind of knew what I was in for. Like, I've seen clips of it. People have talked about it. So when she was possessed, it was weird. It was like there were no scenes where she was possessed for longer than a minute and a half until they do the exorcism.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they come in and she's like, and then it would like cut away. I'm like, well, how did that resolve? Like, how did that stop?
It's interesting to hear it from a person who's just seen it for the first time.
Like, her head is turning around, and then they just cut to, like, later.
Later that day.
Wait, hang on, wait, what happened?
Yeah, you're right. There isn't a lot of.
I know. I'm trashing it. I'm sure a lot of people fucking love this movie, and rightly so. It's a great Halloween movie for sure.
Oh.
But I think I was just like, it's not the movie that I thought it was.
What were you thinking it would be more?
I thought it was just like a really, gory, not violent, but like, just like more of that. Like it more was
quite
of,
morbid.
Yeah, morbid and scary. Like, this girl's possessed. But I was like, it's a lot about her being taken to the hospital and having like.
Oh, yeah, the tests and stuff. Yeah,
tests I forgot about and stuff that. Done. And I was like,
you know what, though? You know what's fucking scary?
That's scary in itself.
Yeah, exactly. Like a anywhere from 1950 to 1980 hospital.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
Spinal taps, old school needles and shit.
And that was another 70s movie thing is like when they go to the hospital. When the priest's mom is in the hospital and they go to visit, I'm like, did they go to the, did they step back in time to like an 1890s hospital? Like, why?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? I know.
Dude, things just looked, the mom too, when he's having the, she's like, Do me, why you do this to me? That show fucking scares me to this day. I don't
also,
know.
Also, too many characters.
You think?
Yeah, I couldn't keep track. I'm like, so there's the young priest.
The old priest.
And then there's like a different priest that's like the friend of the young priest. And then there's like a homicide detective that's friends with the priest.
Clayton.
And then there's like the other two, like the cardinal. Like, I don't know the ranks of the Catholic Church, but then there's like the other, like he has to get permission for the exorcism. And I was like, man, there's a lot of characters in this movie.
Yeah, you got to get permission. They still do that.
And there's at least four people that work in the house.
For the mom.
There's like the German guy, and then there's the younger housekeeper, and then the older housekeeper. And I think there was someone else.
These are good points you bring up.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be pooping all over The Exorcist, but.
Well, you are a critic, as am I.
I don't want to be a critic.
Well. A critic is a harsh word.
I feel like it was an inspiration for the X-Files, though, because it boils down to like faith versus supernatural.
Yeah, I also thought as a kid, I remember just thinking, I don't know.
You grew up Catholic, didn't you? Sort of?
Sort of. Not really. My parents weren't, but I was, if that makes any fucking sense at all. Mm. But I was sort of, I don't know. I don't call myself a Catholic. I have very personal beliefs.
My mom calls herself a recovering Catholic.
Yeah, exactly, right? And that's one thing I'm not.
Yeah.
But I do believe, I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to get into it because it's too much to.
Fair enough.
But I do believe that my understanding of.
Catholicism?
Well, not Catholicism, the other side, the dark side.
The supernatural
side? Not even the supernatural side, but just the dark side of humans.
Oh.
A lot of it is relatable in that movie,
too. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
If that makes any sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
Just like a little girl turning into that is a way that I interpret some certain dark parts
of life. You know what? Forgive me. I didn't think about the possible metaphors of that movie.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. I mean, it's just...
I took it for face value.
Well, why not? You're fucking watching it on a fucking Friday night before Halloween. You know? I don't know.
It reminded me, though, of... Remember the movie Stigmata?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
No, neither did I.
I didn't care for that movie.
I still think Hereditary is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
I still haven't seen it.
Some people think it's stupid.
Toni Collette is in that?
Toni Collette, dude. At her best.
I should have rented that one.
We need to do an episode just about her.
About Toni Collette? Yeah.
We talk about her every other episode. Okay, so do you want to name... Some movies
that have Halloween
in them.
Well, the
but aren't about Halloween at all.
The first one I thought about is E.T.
Of course, it's the easiest one
because they take E.T. out trick or treating,
and he's dressed up as
a ghost.
Classic costume.
Classic. But he has clown shoes on.
Oh yeah. What did he? Didn't he have like a crazy hat and wig at one point too? What was that part?
The older brother was wearing a rainbow wig with the arrow through the head, and E.T. was like, ouch.
Right.
And the guy and the brother's like, no, it's fake. See, and he's like taking it on and off. That's my recollection.
Have you ever seen the audition that Henry Thomas did for Spielberg?
No.
There's you can watch it on YouTube.
For E.T.?
Yeah. Just you can watch it another time. Henry Thomas's audition for It was fucking phenomenal. It's like, no wonder they fucking cast him. He was so good as a kid. Decent as an adult. Not as good. He's still going, though. You got to give that guy credit. He's always acting. He's always in something. I've worked with him.
Have you?
Yeah.
Get out.
I worked with him on Masters of Horror, of all course. Things. We'll bring it.
Yep.
I had kind of a dumb episode, but, you know.
Weren't they all?
Yeah, they were. I don't know if somebody ever...
I told you my dad bought the box set of Master of Horror.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's
right. I think it's season two or something.
Because I didn't work on it. I just did season one.
He thought it was cool because it's like a little tomb.
It was, yeah. It was back in the... The reason why that series got made is because it was back in the day when people were buying box sets of DVDs by the fucking caseload.
That's something that, like...
It's gone now. Gone.
Gone.
Not, you think it's coming back?
Gone. No.
You think it's going to come back like records came back?
No, because there's nothing personal about them.
But what about your dad buying it for the tomb aspect?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I have a couple DVDs that have intricate packaging, like the Lord of the Rings extended set that looks like books. And Band of Brothers, and it has like a, it's like in a metal case. I'm like, I could stream these, but these are cool.
I have white chicks on Blu-ray. You know what I mean? Like, we all got our classics.
I don't think they'll come back.
You don't think?
But
I think it's an interesting topic almost, because I know this doesn't have to do with Halloween, but I feel like the reason why it has to do with an aesthetic of a fucking living room almost, because it's like if you come into a place. And somebody's got a whole shit ton of vinyl, which takes up a lot of space, but it's because people want to listen to vinyl, but also because the aesthetic of just having vinyl right now in your apartment or house is a cool thing to have.
Yeah.
So until DVDs get to that point, I don't know if they will.
Well, because DVDs, like for the majority of them, are just a shitty piece of plastic with a fucking tiny cardboard. There's no.
But was somebody saying that about records in 1985?
Yeah.
And they're like, no way, man. It's fucking tapes right now.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is you just don't know.
I kind of miss tapes.
So do I, dude.
To be honest. They tried to do a comeback of tapes.
With 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
Remember? They had a fucking try.
Because I remember at one time I went into an Urban Outfitters and they were selling cassette tapes. Like new cassette tapes.
Like Phil Collins, Dire Straits.
No, oh, like really? New, like. You know how you can get
a
contemporary band on vinyl. They were like Rihanna cassette tapes.
See,
like 100% novelty. Because the thing is with cassette tapes, with vinyl, I don't want to be that guy, but with vinyl.
You're about to be.
when you play vinyl, there is a different sound quality. You can can say that it's better. You can say it's worse, whatever. But I like putting the needle down, physically putting the needle down, walking away and listening through an album that I really love.
Yes.
The pops and cracks of an older album. There's something to that. There's something. And then the artwork, you know, it's like big.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the cool
DVDs. Plus it's trendy right now.
It's just like the cool DVDs, some of the albums, like the gatefolds are really neat.
Yeah. Right?
Like cool. DVDs, I don't know. They're all the same. The quality isn't as good as streaming. You could just
have them all in a book, really.
Yeah, I did. That's how I had them, in one of those big fucking like.
I have a couple buddies. I have a couple buddies that bought a lot of fucking DVDs.
I had tons of DVDs.
I had one buddy that probably had over about $30,000 in DVDs.
Jesus.
Dude, he bought everything. He bought all of them.
He should give them all the cat video, video cat.
He doesn't live here anymore.
But honestly, renting all those during the COVID lockdown, when I started renting DVDs again from Black Dog, I was reminded about two things. In the early days of DVDs and throughout all of VHS rentals, the trailers at the beginning.
Oh, fuck.
And the commercials at the beginning.
Now, coming soon from Warner Home Video. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Walt Disney Pictures presents The Little Mermaid. It's so funny because when you rent the DVDs, they have those. And you some of them you can't skip.
Remember that?
And I'm like, man, I'm paying to rent this and I have to watch
the fucking preview of a movie from other
1980s movies.
Yeah. God damn, dude. That is painful. That is really painful.
And then there's the anti-piracy commercials, which are fucking
hilarious. The FBI warning.
Yeah. No, you remember the ones that are like PSAs?
Oh, yeah. And it was like a tracking down a robber.
Yeah. The girl is with her big fucking CRT computer screen. She's like, download. And it's like a total fake graphic. And they're like tracking.
That's so great.
You wouldn't steal a car.
Yeah, I remember this exact one. I remember the exact one. That you're talking
about.
Fuck, does that trip now? And now it's like, even seeing a commercial is strange. I was watching regular TV the other day, trying to watch the World Series. And I'm like, oh, fuck commercials. Remember?
It's the World Series?
It already happened.
Oh, who's in it? Who won?
The LA Dodgers.
Good for them.
Beat the Tampa Rays, Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
They used to be called the Devil Rays, but now they're just the Rays, I guess.
Just the Rays.
Fucking Ray, man. Okay, anyways, way off the topic of Halloween, dude.
Dude, there's no topics anymore. The show is just the show now.
It's whatever. We just talk. Which is kind of what we
That's
do.
That's kind of already what
That's
we do.
That's what it is. But
I'm trying to think of another movie that had Halloween. Well, Mean Girls.
I have a bunch.
They have a Halloween party.
Yeah, and it's fucking rad. Love. Dude, that's hilarious. When she shows up and every girl, she didn't know because she lived in Africa.
Yeah.
And every girl is dressed up like a sexy cat and all that shit.
Yeah.
And she dresses up like a fucking terrifying. And
Amanda Seyfried's like, oh, why are you dressed so scary? She's got the fangs and stuff.
That's why that movie worked, though, because it had charm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Nightmare Before Christmas? Does that qualify?
I mean, I think that's just a Halloween movie.
Yeah, fair enough. But it has Christmas in it.
That movie is great marketing-wise because you can market it to Halloween and Christmas. Yeah. It's a double holiday feature.
And people love it.
Because they're playing it at the Rio, or they played it earlier this week, and they'll play it again at Christmas.
Okay, weird fact about me.
You've never seen
Fun
it.
Fun fact, I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? No. You should watch it with Kat.
She's already seen it a whole bunch of times without me.
It's great. It really is great.
It's kind of like that. It's become the same thing, though. I feel like I've seen the references. I've seen the shirts, the Vans shoes, the lunch boxes.
The entire front window of Hot Topic.
That's exactly. You just put my thoughts into words. Exactly.
Dude, I saw a Hot Topic when I was up buying, and I was like, that place is still around?
Oh, people love Hot Topic.
It's in Park Royal.
And there's one. There's everywhere.
Is there one in Metrotown?
Yeah, dude. Where is it? Of course. Where HMV used to be, which is now Sunrise Records or whatever, by Old Navy.
Oh, yeah.
I know Metrotown like the back of my phone.
Do you?
I can tell you any store in there. I don't know why. Yeah, exactly. So now I feel like because of all the fucking hoopla around it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it, and I haven't even seen the fucking thing.
But that's how I felt about The Godfather.
Or was that how you felt a little bit about The Exorcist?
Yes.
Right?
But remember last Halloween, I made a promise that I would watch it, and I felt really guilty about it all week, so I made sure I watched it last night.
Well, and that's I'm glad you did.
And now I've seen it.
Are people also going to be sick of Sean Connery because of all the fucking impressions that people do?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The poor guy's passed away now. Let's just stop doing the impressions.
Let's just put it up. Yeah, full stop.
Okay, I have another one.
Yeah, go, because I can't think of any right now.
Donnie Darko.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. We've talked about this movie probably three or four times.
Yeah, but I forgot that it's like Halloween.
The soundtrack? Okay, if you really want to get into the fucking Halloween spirit.
The soundtrack?
Download the fucking soundtrack of Donnie Darko.
I'm going to put it on my Spotify right fucking now.
I'm telling you, it's fucking rad. It's a lot of piano and a lot of... Are
you talking about like the score?
Sure, but like...
Or are there songs?
I think it's just the soundtrack. I think it's the soundtrack. I don't think it's the score, but I believe they're one and the same. It's that kind of movie. Like it's got some 80s songs in it.
Yeah, right. So here it is, Donnie Darko, original music, motion picture soundtrack, but it's all the same artist.
Yeah.
Who's the composer.
That's the one.
So it's
yeah.
the score. They're yeah. just...
They okay. just yeah, market it like that.
Boop. Adding it.
A lot of people, including John, one of our most valued listeners, this is his favorite movie, he claims.
Donnie Darko?
One of them.
It was my favorite movie for a long time, because it was...
You like the time travel aspect of it?
Yeah, and there was like a period of my time where I started realizing that there were movies like that out there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that are just kind of under the radar a bit.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Because I saw like a string of those movies. I'm trying to, I mean, the timing is weird, but I remember I saw Rushmore right after it came out. And I was,
awesome.
Wes Anderson's second film. And I was like, what's that? It was like totally something different. And
did you like Bottle Rocket? Sorry to interrupt.
You know what's funny? I watched Bottle Rocket this year for the first time.
It's kind of boring.
It is kind of boring, but I see the value in it because it is
still Wes Anderson.
It's his first go.
Yeah.
And you're
and
like,
Owen, and it's the birth of Owen Wilson.
Absolutely.
So,
well, they, because it's those two are the cohorts, right?
They're together. And I mean, but it's actually literally his birth too. Like he was created for that movie. I don't know. That's that's a conspiracy theory that I'm putting out there right now. He was cloned.
He was made to me. I mean, it sets up Wes Anderson's whole career and Owen Wilson too, I think.
Oh yeah, dude, that's Owen Wilson's fucking place.
But yeah, no, remember Donnie Darko? When I watched that, I was like, whoa.
That was also the birth of Jake Gyllenhaal, right? That's when the world was introduced, I think. No, I'm pretty sure it was.
And I keep watching. I've watched so many movies of his.
He's great,
this year,
dude.
And I'm never disappointed.
He's awesome.
Never disappointed in his performance.
You gotta love him.
And he's kind of all over the place. Like, he's got quite the range.
And he's not too much.
No.
Here and there.
I've never found him to be too much.
And in his
even movies, in Nightcrawler.
And his just existence in the world. Like, you're not like, oh, there goes Jake Gyllenhaal again.
Yeah.
Fucking some bullshit, you know? You're like, oh, yeah, cool, Jake Gyllenhaal. Like, you just kind of... He's kind of like that comfy shirt he always wears.
Did you watch John Mulaney in the Sack Lunch Bunch?
No, never got to
it. He's in it.
Gyllenhaal's in it? Oh,
wow. He does a guest spot right at the end, and he's fucking hilarious. He plays the music man. And he comes in and he sings this song, and he's like wearing like a Sgt. Pepper's like...
Oh, like the actual music man? Like from the show, the music man?
No. Oh, like that's his character. He's like the music man, and he comes in, and he's like dressed like a marching band major, and he's like...
Right.
Trying to like make music out of... sounds, but everything he picks is really quiet. So he's like sing and he's like,
oh god, I should just watch that episode.
It's pretty funny.
Is it an episode?
It's just one. It's just one.
Oh, it's just one,
like
thing.
Hour and a half special.
Maybe I'll just fast forward it to the end then.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't mind.
It's worth watching.
He's on Saturday or is it this week? He's on tonight, Saturday Night Live.
John Mulaney,
I believe.
Yeah.
And the Strokes.
Yeah.
I should probably watch that.
Mm. Right? Think it'll be good?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I want to fucking. I want to put on the Donnie Darko soundtrack and like maybe go get some fireworks last minute and just, I don't know.
Throw them off your balcony.
Just light one by one and just huck them off. They all get kicked out of the fucking place for that. I'll just find an alley somewhere, light off some
fireworks. Light them around here. Light them in my neighborhood. No one seems to give a fuck.
Okay, there's one movie that we need to talk about.
What is it?
And it's got Halloween in it,
okay.
In a big way.
Okay.
It's a little movie that you might remember from 1980-something called Karate Kid. The Karate Kid.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, are you serious, dude?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay, because just quickly, we don't have to spend too much time on it because I've talked about it.
Well, hang on. I've seen parts of it.
Yeah, do you remember the Halloween? Do you remember what... Daniel is his name in the show.
What he went as.
He went as a fucking shower, dude. A shower.
That's hilarious.
Does that ring any bells for you?
Yeah, I've seen other people do that. Like with a shower curtain around.
Yeah. And a shower head and a curtain.
I just thought of a Halloween one. Okay, go. Keep going. Sorry.
All I'm saying is that, fucking hilarious. Whoever thought of that. Like, why doesn't he go? Like, I don't know if that was in the script or whatever, but... Speaking of fucking Halloweens,
a fucking
calico cat just crossed our path.
What do you want?
She wants fucking something. A Reese's peanut butter cup. We have no candy today. Speaking of which, I really enjoyed last week's episode.
So did I.
Like, really.
So did I. But I'm glad we don't have any candy because I honestly was like, I was in a bad way after eating
it. I think it was the fucking 34-year-old gum, dude.
Might have been.
That was a bad idea for anybody out there. But for anybody out there... Watch Johnny Darko and possibly Karate Kid. Maybe go as a shower.
Okay.
Also, the guys in the skeleton costumes, iconic. The bullies that are in the skeleton.
Okay. I don't really know. I don't know.
I can't believe you've never seen Karate Kid, dude.
Yeah, Yes, you can totally believe it.
Why?
Just think about...
Can I believe it?
Think about me.
Yeah.
And then just be like, yeah, of course he has.
It could be the story of you as a kid if you would have taken the time to learn karate.
I took one karate class as a kid.
Oh, you got the punches right and everything, the twist yeah. punches. You
got a rest of your hip.
Remember the sound you make with it? Kya! 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 Ha! Ha!
I was terrible at it.
I know, but you're looking pretty
like
good right
everything,
now.
Everything physical when I was a kid, terrible.
You played baseball, though.
Yeah, because...
I don't believe 90%
of baseball is just standing around.
I think that you're more of a self-professed nerd than you actually are. I've seen you throw a disc playing disc golf.
Well, yeah.
And you can make that thing go
pretty
fucking
good. I have a decent
good.
Arm. I have a decent arm.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not. I've seen people worse at sports than
throw,
you, dude.
I can throw a mean snowball.
And you know more about sports, too. The okay. San Jose No Ways. Ring any bells?
Right. What was the other one? The New York Rats?
Such a fucking great name, dude. For any town. The Edmonton Rats.
The whole league is just the Rats. Tonight, the Chicago Rats play the Boston Rats. Coming up next.
Okay, what's your Halloween movie?
Ernest Scared,
Stupid. That's on my list too, man.
And I thought of it because you were talking about the Halloween costumes. And I remember because... I rented that movie, I think, probably every Halloween when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And my mom always was like, I love, because it's during Halloween. Yeah. And she was like, I love all the costumes that the people are wearing, like the Halloween costumes. Because there's a guy dressed as like a judge, like an old timey judge. Yeah. And it's like rolls of toilet paper in so cascading. Good. And I remember being, she was just like, look at all these great Halloween costumes.
They did good work on those Ernest movies.
That was such a dumb movie, though. Was that shot here?
I don't know, probably.
He did a bunch here.
There's a bunch here.
Yeah.
Ernest Goes to School was definitely shot.
That was shot in my elementary school.
Oh, really?
Gilmore. Yeah.
Dude, Ernest movies. What is it about Ernest that appealed to young boys at the time?
I don't know, because he was just so weird.
That's true. And it was just like, it was so funny.
He had a TV show.
And what did he do besides...
Well, he was
fall off ladders and shit. Like, what was the stick?
I mean, that actor played Jed Clampett in the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's right. He was a good actor.
In the
that
movie.
Guy.
He was a really good actor.
Right.
But he just got famous by doing that Ernest character, sort of like Paul Rubens and Pee Wee Herman.
Was there a Vern?
You're a Vern.
Like the audience
yeah.
is Vern.
Yeah.
Ah, what a good gimmick, eh? Fuck.
Because in the TV show, I think it was called "Hey Vern, it's Ernest." And he would come on and he would like look into the camera and be like, "Hey, Vern." And then whatever the fuck he was doing. Ernest.
Do you feel like we should start referring to our audience
as Vern? Hey, Vern, it's the props cast.
People won't get that. Our new young listeners.
If you're 38 Empire. Or older, you might understand.
Yeah, and don't look it up. Don't look up Ernest.
But even
you
when I was
like
Ernest was one of those things
I barely remember it.
Where like even me and my sister really liked it, but no one else I knew who he was or cared.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but a lot of people did like Ernest.
I guess. I didn't
just
know
for like a year. I don't
it
know.
It's the
mean,
same with Pee Wee's Playhouse. Like
Weird Al Yankovic has fucking.
Oh, dude. Weird
is
Al.
Is that guy a time traveler? Like, why yeah. does he not age, dude? What's yeah. going on with him?
He's got to be in his 60s now.
Why does he not have any gray hair? His curly mop has been the same for fucking 30 years.
He might dye it. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. He might. But dye every. I don't know. It's a lot of dying.
I would love to meet Weird Al Yankovic. Because I know
so
for a fact he is the super nicest guy.
Well, he's a childhood hero of yours.
He is. He really is. The first concert I ever went to.
Weird Al. He's a talented guy.
Dude, that show was one of the best shows I've ever seen, ever.
And you've seen some shows, man.
I saw Wicked on Broadway. Weird Al, pretty close.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
Clayton's like, I saw the Beatles in concert.
No,
Weird
but
Al?
I'm being serious. Like, he puts on a fucking great
I'll
show.
I'll bet he does. I know he's talented guy.
He does,
guy.
Like, costume changes and stuff.
Plays
his
accordion.
Band is one of the best bands in the world.
Okay, I got another Halloween.
No, we have to keep
on Weird Al. I got another Halloween fucking classic.
Crank it out, bro.
That's not really about Halloween, but has embodied Halloween. Don't say it three times. Beetlejuice.
Oh. Beetlejuice.
Do you want to? Don't say it again.
You want a Zegnut?
Do you want a Zegnut? First of all,
yeah,
I just wanted to say quickly,
yeah,
this is a display of Michael Keaton's fucking acting abilities that are not to be matched by anyone.
Yeah,
I think he's one of the fucking best actors in the world. Kind of made a comeback, but where is he now? I feel like he's kind of dropped off again, yeah, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
It's like we all saw Birdman?
Birdman. Yeah.
You fucking kidding, dude?
I know.
Beetlejuice, Clean and Sober. Fuck, even like Multiplicity.
I was going to say Multiplicity.
Batman? Fuck, like, why? He's so good. He's so talented. Beetlejuice
do you
is
remember
a perfect
him,
example
do you, of Do you remember him in The Other Guys?
Yes,
when he's the police chief, but he moonlights at the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Dude, do you remember when they're fighting at the funeral and he comes in and he's getting mad at them, but he's whispering? That's one of the funniest things.
And then
I've
he keeps slipping in the TLC lyrics.
He's like, it's Marvel.
He's like, look, you gotta be under the radar, okay? You gotta creep. They're like, I think that's a TLC song.
I love The Other Guys. I thought
that's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, it's hilarious, dude.
No Halloween in that one though.
No, but worth
Beetlejuice is on. I've seen it a few times, but not recently, and I really want to rewatch it because
we need to do an episode about Tim Burton, don't we?
I think we do.
Don't we? I mean, just for content.
Early Tim Burton.
Well, we can do his whole career. Why, you don't like his late stuff?
Not really.
What is his late stuff?
Bullshit.
Big Eyes. Big Eyes was kind of.
I didn't see Big Eyes, which is too bad.
Alice in Wonderland.
I didn't see it.
What was his like most recent movie?
He did oh God, I can't. Remember.
Anyways, we'll figure it out. I mean, Tim Burton.
1980s Tim Burton is like a revelation.
Different. Well, Beetlejuice is 88, so that's right at the height.
And then he just became like a parody of himself.
I know what you mean.
At the dawn of CGI, he was like, "Oh man, I can finally do what I always wanted to do," and everyone was like, "Oh no, don't do it."
Is that what happened?
Stick with claymation, because that's kind of what makes your movies charming.
And then
it's like Alice in Wonderland. It's like Johnny Depp on a green screen.
And his art is quite 80s.
Well, he's heavily influenced by German expressionism.
Which is 80s.
No, which is 20s.
Well, but did not translate into 80s.
What are you talking about? No.
You know, like the Beetlejuice art?
Yeah, that's all based on German expressionalism, which is from the 1920s.
No, I know, but like, did that stuff, that art from that originated in the 20s, did it translate into like the style of the 80s? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like
I think
how
it was the style
Catherine O'Hara's house is. And
yeah,
I think
it translated to the style of Tim Burton in the 80s. And then everyone was like, oh, Tim Burton style. It's like, but it's not his style.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like he kind of tweaked it. I don't know.
I
like Tim Burton. Sorry, I'm being real a negative Nelly on this episode.
Well, you're just being honest, dude. And that's
fair. I just feel like when I saw the trailer for the Alice in Wonderland and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
I was like, what? What the fuck is this?
What?
Come on.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory wasn't bad.
The new one?
Okay, for some reason, and I haven't seen it, did this have Halloween in it?
Yeah, it did.
Predator.
Yeah.
The one you worked on.
Yeah, I worked on it and never saw it. But yeah, it was a trick-or-treating scene.
That's all it was, is just one trick-or-treating
scene? No, it takes place on Halloween. The kid ends up with the Predator's mask, and he wears it for Halloween.
What? Is that really what happens?
Yeah, I think so. That's what was in the script when I did the reshoots. I don't know
how it turned out.
I don't know if it made the movie.
Okay, well,
yeah, the dad finds the mask and mails it home, and the kid opens it thinking it's for him, and it's this mask, and he's like, "Ooh," and he puts it on, and he's got Predator vision, and he's walking around on Halloween night wearing the Predator mask.
Now, can you just tell that exact story in the director's voice?
No.
Like you're directing the kid?
No, cuz then that'll reveal
or that. Okay, moving on. I got another one.
This is the tightrope we walk with the show.
Yeah, it really is. And sometimes I totally fucking cross the line.
Yeah, and then I edit it out.
But sometimes you've left it in. There's a few things in there where I've been, because I re-listened
well,
to them.
I think there's an element of danger that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Because it would be interesting to see where it would go.
One day we might get sued. Maybe we won't.
Well, like...
Is it, though? Like, are you not allowed...
Here's the... My main concern is talking about things that I'm currently working on. That we're currently working on.
Yeah.
Before they're released and giving something away. I know that's a big, big no-no. But after the fact, like, when it's out...
Open season, dude.
Dude.
We're just other people at that point.
The truth is the truth, right?
And I can generally say that most of the movies that I've worked on and TV shows have been absolute pieces of garbage. So it's even across the board. And it's not illegal to say that, is it?
We're not...
Well, I've worked on a few good ones. A few.
Yeah.
A couple.
Yeah.
Like couple three.
Three.
If that makes any
sense.
How
many years?
21.
That's it. See, this is a good lesson for people who are just getting into film with the stars in their eyes, like I used to be when you met me.
If you
it's
want...
Like, you know what? You're really not going to work on anything special. You're just not.
If you want to work on good movies and good TV...
Go to LA.
Don't work in Vancouver. That's your... Number one rule. I've had fun this episode.
Can we say all this? I don't know.
Why not?
It's true.
What are we going to get sued by the fucking city of Vancouver?
Yeah, there are a couple things I've worked on that I'm proud of.
There's a couple. There's a couple for sure.
The thing is that we can be proud of our work on a show that's not very good.
Yeah, we can.
I'm trying to sugarcoat it here. Just go with it.
I've worked on, okay. I've
yes, and me.
I've worked on about 10 things that were good.
Oh, I don't mean fluff it up. I just mean, you know.
Okay. Anyways, moving on.
Sonic the Hedgehog was the number one movie in the world.
I was one of the best movies fucking shot here.
But I don't think it's like the greatest thing I've ever worked on.
I'm going to say and I'm going to say something right now that I want everybody listening to take into consideration. As much as I know that we can be proud of the projects that we work on for sure. But what we have to stop doing as a film community is when the Netflix show that we worked on gets released on Netflix and it's number one for that few days, we have to stop posting about how it's number one. Do you know what I mean? Because everybody does that. And they're like, oh, the show I worked on is number one. And it's like, yeah, it's number one because it just got released today.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it like won the fucking charts.
See, I say that the same thing about the box office opening weekend.
Right.
That doesn't mean the movie's good. That just means that the trailers and the posters did their job.
Yeah.
Because all those people that saw it for the first time might have hated it.
Exactly. The best project I've ever worked on in my career is Deadpool 2. Let's be realistic.
Well, that was one of those
money
rare,
and yeah, critics and
that people was the other. One of the rare opportunities when you're working on it, you can be like, I'm working on Deadpool 2, and everyone gets excited because they've seen the first Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like on my show, they're like, "What are you working on?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's this movie called Ellington." Oh, I haven't heard of that.
No,
of course you haven't, because we're still fucking making it.
Okay, Clayton, what about a little movie that we're all forgetting about that's a fucking Halloween classic, also a Christmas classic, also there's different versions.
What?
It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown's never-ending holiday specials. I love all of them.
So do I.
Charlie Brown Christmas is
awesome.
It's one of the only, well, I like that you're bringing up the Halloween when I immediately go to Christmas.
Because I get one.
But it's the one thing I watch every Christmas.
Of course, dude. The little fucked up tree that he brings in. That fucking gets...
Yeah. Especially because it's only 20 minutes long, so it's pretty...
The song? Christmas time!
Yeah. I have the album.
That's a fucking amazing song.
Yeah.
That fucking just brings
But The Great Pumpkin is on par. Those two are the best ones.
Dude, because... fucking whoever made Schultz or whatever. What was his name? Charles Schultz?
Did you ever see the one where they go to France?
I don't think so.
It's really bleak.
Really? I find some of them... Did you ever see the one where the little girl has cancer?
Yeah.
That one was bleak too.
Yeah.
Sad.
They're kind of all bleak in a way.
Because, again, it was the 70s. Yeah. Lots of things were different. Okay. Oh boy, I appreciate all things Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's been going. They just made a decent animation movie a couple years ago.
Yeah, I never saw it.
It was good.
It was okay, right?
It was decent. I mean, of course, I took Cat to it. Yeah. Obviously, there's a thing when you have a kid from the age from whatever it, like from whatever age. When your child is born, that parents will see every kid's movie for the next 15 years, most likely 13 to 15, I would say. Maybe less, maybe 10 to 13, but you see every kid's movie that you just do. And if you don't, maybe you should check your parenting skills. No, but you just do because it's like you just need something to do. You know what I mean? Like when you have a kid, it's like you're like trying to find stuff.
Yeah.
Not like you want to plonk them in front of a TV, but you want to go to the theater.
Take them to the movie theater, get your popcorn. It's like an outing, a fucking day out, man.
And believe me, when you have a kid, it's like you're trying to find that, right? Yeah. Especially when they're little. Like,
yeah. Oh, I remember.
And it's something for you that you want to do with them because you want them to have that same wonder. You know, and I hope that that's not lost on society because of COVID, the whole movie theater experience.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm down. We're watching movies at home, but I miss going to the theater. Man.
But it was different, too, because, like, I remember the first time I went to a movie theater.
Yeah.
And this is, like, mid-80s.
Yeah.
Where when you're at home, your TV is super small.
Dude, the TV back then was sucked.
And it sounded like shit because no one had stereo set. So then I remember we saw The Land Before Time.
Oh, yeah, classic.
And my dad brought, and it had just started. So my dad bought me a popcorn. And I was carrying the popcorn, and we opened the doors. And I was like, I stopped in the aisle because I was like, it's so big, the screen. And this is just the Dolphin Twin Cinema, RIP. It's not there anymore, but it's like a little, it's a little theater. Right?
I forgot about the fucking Dolphin up on Hastings there.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Too bad. But
I was just like blown away, and I'm like, why is all these people in there and like so loud? And it was an incredible experience when you're a kid. But now I feel like you grow up and your TV is like the same size.
in ratio perspective, it almost is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember going to IMAX for the first time?
Yeah.
That experience was awesome. And we went to the
OmniMax through Skill. We went to the OmniMax with Kat, remember?
Yeah, it was awesome. That was fun. Dude.
I hadn't been there in so long.
Dude, but because that was built when? The ball. What is that place called again?
The TELUS World of Science, formerly Science World. It was built for Expo 86.
I just refer to it as the ball.
The golf ball. That's what people call it.
I'm so tired. But I didn't even say golf. I just said 86, the ball.
86 it opened for Expo.
Yeah. So I remember coming here and watching Beavers.
Yeah.
When I was like 8 years old, Beaver fucking IMAX show, OmniMax.
The OmniMax, the Science World, when it opened, I think it was one of two OmniMaxes in the world.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are the other ones?
Orlando? Or in North America. But I think it was in the world.
Do you
think they probably still is Halloween because there? I don't think they're building any new ones anytime soon.
Do you think they have Halloween handouts there? Scientific treats, possibly.
Oh, like little beakers full of chemicals.
Or something.
Yeah, maybe.
One time I went to Jim Pattison's house for Halloween.
Oh, you didn't.
I did. Because I had heard.
Was he handing out like gold ignits?
Okay. It's funny you say that, dude. Here's the story about Jim Pattison's house. First of all, he wasn't there. Like the man, like Jimmy Pattison, the guy.
He wasn't,
He was not there. However, his family was there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, hands down. The nicest fucking people, dude. You go there and you're like, am I really doing this? But apparently they welcome people on Halloween. I don't know about this year, obviously, but they in years past. So you go there and they own Rocky Mountain Chocolates, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they own it. So they open the door and they're like, hi, oh my God, I had Cat. Oh my God, this and that, blah, 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 right? And I can't remember what she was dressed as, like a bear or something. And they're like making a big deal. Super nice people, super good looking, like really good looking people. Like we all know Jimmy's no fucking prize pig, but his family is, right? So
he's like, I'm going to invest in this little podcast called the Propscast. I'm just going to listen to a quick episode here. Just skip to 1 hour, 6 minutes into the episode.
They called me a pig.
Well, I'll just tear up this check for $3 million.
I don't dislike the guy. Do you
well,
know what I mean?
Well, I never.
He's just, he survived one pandemic. Now he's surviving another one.
Oh, yeah.
No, but his family's beautiful people, right? Really nice. And they had a fucking, like, must have been 100 bags of, like, Rocky Mountain chocolate goodie bags.
Ooh.
And these things were fucking stuffed, man. Like, they gave each of us, they gave me and Kat both one.
Ooh.
And they had a caramel apple, marshmallow thing.
Oh, so they're
quite big.
A bunch
of chocolate. They're fucking huge. They're, like, this big. Like, whoa. That's what they give for Halloween. Dude, it's fucking awesome. And everything in his house was so elaborate. Like, it would look like it was like something out of a movie in there, man. It's crazy. I've never seen that. Like, even all the rich houses we shoot in.
Yeah.
That one is fucking toxic. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, dude. It's like on top of the world, too. I couldn't even describe to you as to where it is. It's like in the on the British properties somewhere.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looking over, like, you've never seen a view like that. You can see Baker. You can see Vancouver. You can see Vancouver Island. You can see Queen Charlotte's, you can see Edmonton and Calgary.
Does he live inside one of the gondolas going up to Grouse Mountain?
As a matter of fact, yes, he does. It's made of gold.
It slides pure up and gold. Down.
Oh, anyways, brother. That's my Pattison, Jimmy Pattison story.
It's a great story.
Great, great people, though. That's all I'm going to say. Humble, rich.
I'm trying to think of like the best thing I ever got for trick-or-treating.
Possibly an onion. Or no, wait, that's me.
No, I didn't get any onions.
Any red onions.
Lots of raisins. Dude, I think, you know, honestly, in Burnaby, it was like the best thing you got was like a full-size chocolate bar.
Well, that's nice.
And that's pretty good.
That's good.
Considering like how many rockets you get.
So many rockets, right? Dude.
Yeah.
Did you get candy corn as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Why yeah. Did you like it? Because
back in those days, like you'd have... Like, people would make little baggies of candy, like loose candy.
Oh, yeah. The little, you know what I mean? Plastics.
Yeah, so you'd get some candy corn and maybe some of that. You know that gumball, like just the standard gumball?
In its own package?
No, not even, just loose. Like it would just buy like a bag of gumballs and like make them into little bags.
Yeah, no, I do.
You know what I mean?
That.
Like,
yeah.
There was that element of danger to trick-or-treating back then.
Yeah.
Not everything was just rat, like, not, you know.
Are you going to hand out candy?
I've never, this is my sixth Halloween, seventh maybe, of living here, and I've never had a knock at the door.
Just the cops.
Just the police. Just the police. I've had more firefighters knock on my door than trick-or-treaters.
Pulling Jenny out of a tree outside?
No, like telling me that I have to leave the building because there's a fire. There was a fire.
There was?
That was like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a little, small little fire.
Yeah, in the apartment over here.
What happened?
Just a kitchen fire. Someone left something in the oven.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Probably a fucking boiled goose.
But I was trying to get Ginny in the, because I just got her, and I was trying to get her in the, to the container.
Oh, no.
And then I just hear this bang, 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 bang.
Oh, fuck.
And there's the firefighters. They're like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to get my cat.
And they're like, oh, this fucking guy.
Because they feel the doors, right?
The heat.
Yeah, that's how they find in an apartment building they run.
Oh, quick little fucking 6 degrees here. Feeling heat on doors.
Backdraft.
Backdraft.
Yeah.
6 degrees of that. Flatliners, which had Halloween in it.
What's the 6 degrees between backdraft and flatliners?
Fucking Billy Baldwin or Stephen Baldwin. Wasn't he?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw backdraft like so fucking long ago.
I forgot to say the actual fucking 6 degrees there. I forgot to put it together. Stephen Baldwin, wasn't it? One of the fucking Baldwins of some sort.
One of those Baldwins.
Oh, my
who is
God.
Which Baldwin was in
which
usual,
one is the weakest?
Usual Suspects.
Stephen. Billy. Steven? I don't fucking know, man.
There's a scene where he gets a cigarette butt flicked in his eye.
Oh.
For real.
Oh.
And like when it hits Ouch. Him, like the ash, like the embers go everywhere.
Right. Practical.
Well, they meant to just flick it like at his chest, but whoever flicked it like got it right in his eye.
You know,
it'd
be a fun COVID safe thing would be an escape room, wouldn't it?
No.
No? Why not?
literally trapped in a small room with a bunch of people.
Dirty surfaces.
With dirty surfaces that you're, that every, that you, the whole intention is to be touching as many things as possible.
Okay, there's a new movie coming out.
Called Escape Room. It's already become
No, fuck. Yeah, I know. And they shit the bed on that one because that could have been a fucking great horror premise.
I didn't see it.
I mean, neither did I, because it was some stupid fucking James Wan show. Although I know I shouldn't trash James Wan. I do like him. There's a movie coming out called Songbird.
Loser Bird?
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think of that.
That's our movie.
That's our fucking movie. There's a movie coming out called Songbird with KJ Apa. And it's about fucking COVID-23.
Oh, so COVID happens again?
Again, and it's worse. And it's like lockdown and fucking all this. Dude, it looks fucking terrifying. I'm like, yo, this is not the fucking movie we need right now. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we need something to lift people's spirits. Forrest Gump 2 or something. I don't know.
Or did you know that there is a Forrest Gump 2 book?
I know there's a book. We talked about that once.
Oh, did we? I read the second one.
But did that ever get released?
What?
Remember how we had an episode about
book adaptations? Oh, no, we never released that one.
Why?
Because it sucked.
Because you didn't like it. Or was it me who didn't like it?
It was you. It's always you.
Is it always me?
Sorry to call you out. Sorry to call you out on the show.
I've only ever... Because...
There were some that we both didn't
like. To my credit. I almost said to my discredit. To my discredit, though, Clinton. I'm not very good at this. But no, but to my credit, when we first started, it was a little rocky.
It was a little rocky road.
Right?
It was a little rocky road.
But now, when was the last time we canceled one?
It's been a long time.
Long fucking time.
Everything, well, the only one we recorded this year that we didn't release was the one we did outside. Because fucked it up. Because I think I was recording it through the laptop.
What was the topic?
Summer movies. But we redid it.
Yeah.
But that was just because of the sound quality that we didn't release.
We tried to do that like COVID height. Outside in Clayton's parents' backyard. It was pissing rain.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be fine. Clayton's mom made us fucking quesadillas. They're awesome.
Yeah,
they're the way. I don't know, bro. Okay, well, fuck. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Oh, are we wrapping it up?
Well, do you got more?
No.
I know it's a weird Halloween.
No, I said everything.
I know it's a weird Halloween time for people. It's a tough year. We're going to get through this. Let's keep those fucking numbers down. Please don't go to parties tonight.
Yeah, because they're already linking a spike in COVID to the Thanksgiving get-togethers.
And Halloween's like, going to make it worse.
And Halloween on a Saturday night. Yeah. Like, I know this was going to be the big one for all you Halloween lovers out there. Ben.
Sandeep.
To a lesser extent, Maddie.
Also, others.
I'm trying to think of people who really love Halloween. But
Elena. But,
and you know, and the she's thing is, like, all these people we're mentioning are going to be totally safe. I know. They're going to be mad at us, too. But it's like, you know.
Just fuck. Keep it right. Keep it tight. That's what I say. You know what I mean? Keep your fucking circles. Me and Clayton is in my safe six. Okay. I have a very small bubble, personally.
Be spooky, don't be
dookie.
Like, I don't know. Does Dr. Bonnie Henry have a Halloween trademark phrase yet, or what?
It's so hard to come up with phrases on live podcasts.
Stay, play dead, don't kiss Fred. I don't find
Don't that. Be buried. Pretend like you're married.
Don't kill people with an axe. Just wear your mask.
That's a winner right there, dude. That's a winner right there.
All right. Anything to add?
Well, I just want to tell everybody that we hope they have a fucking happy Halloween. If you're hungover tomorrow listening to this, fucking get some greasy burgers or poutine or whatever.
Yeah, skip the dishes.
Skip the D's, man. Support your local restaurants. Me and Clayton love you all. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
I'm still thinking of a Bonnie Henry fucking Halloween themed.
Dude, Bonnie Henry's a doctor, not a comedian.
I know, but she comes up with some really good, you know.
Yeah, it's true. She, Teresa Tam, was talking about Canadians handing out candy with hockey sticks. I heard that. Like, you put it on the hockey stick and then you hand it.
Yeah.
Or you can do the candy shoot.
Or...
which everybody's kind of gotten on board with that.
What's the candy shoot?
It's just like a PVC pipe that goes to your...
and it goes...
out down the steps or whatever, and you throw a fun-sized Snickers in there.
On November 1st, you can turn it into a fun didgeridoo.
Yeah. Or you can just turn it into an eggnog fucking slide.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dual purpose. Oh, gross. Can you imagine drinking eggnog from like a 5-foot PVC pipe?
All I'm going to say is Christmas episode, PVC. Ellie and Ian, they're down. I know they're down.
Eggnog shoot?
Yeah. What's it called when you have the beer? Like, I haven't drank it so long.
Booze luge.
No, but what is it called? The beer bong.
Oh, beer bong,
It's an eggnog bong.
I thought you were talking about when you have like an ice, you pour the alcohol on it and it slides.
Why don't
we
do that, but with eggnog?
An eggnog bong?
I found, though, that last episode, us eating on air, was not bad. As far as listening to it,
we were very mindful. I feel
we were, but I feel like we could be as mindful
for
with
Christmas.
The eggnog luge.
Yeah,
just throwing that out there. We get an ice sculpture in here, dude.
I guarantee Ian would be down to take on that.
Ian got a Brazilian wax one time on a dare, didn't he?
Okay, well, I'll have to get a tarp. Now, because
don't need a tarp.
Yeah, dude. I'm not getting eggnog all over my floor.
It'll be, why? What would make you think that would be messy? Okay, your experience and props or what? Like, it'll be fine.
But Ellie's changed my life with that, the dairy-free eggnog.
Oh yeah, that was the first time I ever had it.
I know, because it tastes exactly the same, but it doesn't have that fucking fat feeling when you
Oh, the bloats.
Yeah, the bloats.
The milk bloats.
Yeah, the milk bloats.
Yeah, see, that was the first time I ever had eggnog.
Yeah, because it tastes and feels the same.
But I'll have it again. Without booze. What does it taste like with booze?
Oh, do we have booze in it, Ellie and I?
I can't remember. I think you guys did.
I think we did.
We need to get our glasses again and fucking drink that shit.
Where's yours? Mine's in the cupboard. Why are we talking about this?
Mine's at home. Okay, cut this out too.
There's so much. This episode is going to be fucking 10 minutes long.
Okay. Well, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Get some fucking candy. Watch Donnie Darko. Watch E.T. Watch fucking Ernest Scared Stupid. Whatever you want to watch. Yeah. If you're hungover, if you're fucking partying.
Keep it
tonight.
Spooky. Hey, what's your... okay, just really quick. We'll fucking end it on this.
Yeah.
What's your top 3 scary movies?
Oh, fuck. This is so hard. Hereditary.
Not even top 3. Just pick 3 that you love.
Hereditary.
Okay.
Evil
Dead 2 for me.
Evil Dead 2. What's the one there? Insidious.
Oh, yeah.
Series.
Shaun of the Dead.
I don't fucking know, man.
Okay, top two. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This has been the Propscast. Thanks to Uncle Dan for our spooky music and my sister Amanda for her artwork.
Awesome artwork.
Follow us on Instagram at the Propscast and have a happy Halloween.
Bye.
What is that?
That was a door closing. I don't know.